Welcome to episode 6 of our Exodus journey with the help of the Vigil Project. We've been listening to powerful music, original compositions that accompany each of the epic stories in the book of Exodus. Today, we look at the prelude of Time into the Desert. This is that epic journey of 40 years that shaped in so many ways the people of Israel. And for Catholics and Christians today, still stands as a number of purification. 40 days of Lent is our time of preparation for the great feast of Easter. So as we enter in, beginning with our Lectio, we look at the book of Exodus, chapter 15, verse 22. Then Moses led Israel forward from the Red Sea, and they marched out to the wilderness of Shur. This very brief verse sets the tone for the music of the Vigil Project. The imagery is rich. The people are leaving an old life and entering a new one, and their first steps take them out into wilderness. Scripture says that they marched into the wilderness. It's a sense of determination, focus. They're beginning to know who they are and whose they are, but what awaits them is going to shape them in ways they could never have conceived of. As we step into the next movement in our prayer, Oratio, we beg the Lord for this spirit of determination. Our prayer posture is that of marching, marching in spirit, marching in our hearts. Monsignor Lorenzo Albacetti, a close friend of St. John Paul II, once said, "To pray is to expose our face to the mystery and to wait." This is what the Israelites are doing as they step into the wilderness. They're going to encounter God in a whole new way. Our posture of prayer today is the same. To expose our face to this mystery that we encounter in the wilderness of our own hearts, and we wait. We now step into our next movement of meditatio. Having heard the verse from Exodus about the people's move into the wilderness, accompanied by the music of the Vigil Project, we allow the string section to stretch us. It sounds timid at first, like children peeking their head into a door or a hallway, not sure of what awaits them. We meditate on the experience of the Israelites and apply it to our own. What paths has God put us on where we felt vulnerable, wide open, unsure, and yet we step forward, step after step? As we delve deeper into the music that is making our prayer possible, we feel the tempo pick up. There's movement now, faster. There's a sense of strength and confidence, perhaps, in the feet of the Israelites as they move deeper into the wilderness. We meditate on our own lives. Have there been experiences like this for us? Have there been paths that the Lord has put us on that, step by step, aware of His grace, we get stronger. We move with more agility, more confidence. Moses heard that word that God is the God of his ancestors, of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. As Catholics and Christians, we hear today that Jesus Christ was the same yesterday, today, and forever. So we step with confidence. We move, and the music continues to move us deeper into trust. Now comes our moment of contemplatio, the sweet gift of God. And so we take the posture of rest and receptivity. We allow what we've heard, what we've experienced in our prayer and meditation, to become a gift for us. And we contemplate that there is no place that we can go, not even the wilderness, where God is not present. In this period of contemplation, let the music again speak. Let the music itself be the voice of your heart, the voice of God's heart who leads you, lures you into the desert to speak to your heart. This is the place of encounter. The desert is the place of meeting the Lord, stripped of everything. Teresa of Avila once said, "The height of prayer is I gaze upon him who gazes upon me." Let this be the thought in our contemplation. we close off our meditation, mindful of the call into the wild from our Lord, that we may encounter him face to face and heart to heart, let's have our actio be to step into quiet intentionally. Let's make a commitment to unplug a little bit more, to focus on the air about us, the weather of the day, to feel and to sense the people that surround us. This too is a wilderness full of mystery. The silence of the desert is a sort of asceticism. In our culture today, bombarded by so much noise, let this action be one that forms us. Step into quiet. Step into the desert, be stripped. And in that stripping away of clutter, of noise, we can hear more clearly the voice of God.
This episode of the Exodus Podcast is brought to you by the Vigil Project and the Theology of the Body Institute. To listen to music, purchase your copy of the Exodus album, and learn more, visit thevigilproject.com.